As the mighty ruler of the violet planet speaks his heart to us, we send him our love, our gratitude, our eternal devotion and obedience. We ask his help with all we are and have to come quickly into the United States of America. Now let his sacred fire descend and forever prevent the hordes of darkness doing what they intend. Beloved of my heart, as we enter into the release of the evening, let me try to bring more tangibly before you the fullness of the reality, of power, and authority of the great violet consuming flame which has been brought to your attention, that you might have the full power of its freedom to the earth. I want you to realize deeply within yourselves the actual existence of it within you and around you as you call to your I Am presence and to us who compel its descent and invincible victory to be held in and around you regardless of what is in the outer world. Keep demanding the descent of the invincible, victorious, violet-consuming flame in and around you all to forever manifest your mastery over the hordes of evil, because it can be intensified within your electronic circle through your calls to the point where you could move through anything. And that violet consuming flame would hold command. As you have been told before, think of it often as an intelligent being, for such it really is. The great violet consuming flame, which we direct to the earth, is not what you would call just an ordinary physical flame, which seems to be not a personal thing. The violet consuming flame which we have drawn to your attention is in reality an intelligent being, because within that violet consuming flame, if you love it enough and call it into your conditions of the physical world and demand that all within your electronic circle be filled with its presence, then, my dear ones, there does come a cherub or a seraph of the violet consuming flame within the flame, and therefore there is an intelligent being within it whose authority and love make it act with instantaneous power to produce perfection wherever you command it to go. This is part of the reason for the existence of the cherubim and seraphim. When you call and demand the descent of whatever invincible, victorious, violet-consuming flame is necessary to keep your electronic circle of life filled with its presence in eternal, invincible, victorious action, well, it just takes command, that's all. Of that which is of the human creation is forced to be annihilated. I want you to feel this tonight. That's the reason I come, is to give you my feeling that you might more easily be aware of the invincible power that is yours to use to compel victory for your nation and purity to the world. You can make the same call for and demand the descent of the invincible, victorious, violet, consuming flame to fill the nation with the victory of the cosmic Christ. And then there could come not only legions of the angels of the violet flame and the cherubim and seraphim, but there would come other beings who use it and direct it through this system of worlds. Beside myself, beside your mighty Saint Germain, the mighty Arcturus, there are others whose cosmic assistance you can have as you demand the descent of the cosmic fire of that violet consuming flame in its invincible victory of the cosmic Christ to fill your beings and worlds all within your electronic circle of life, and then to fill everybody and everything you contact with its invincible victory of eternity. Now let me show you why. The mighty outpouring from the physical sun contains within it what you term the actinic rays of the sun. And that actinic ray is the violet consuming flame's action. Within that fire element that comes to the physical world. Well, above this system of worlds stands the outpouring from the great central sun. And therefore, every one of the seven mighty Elohim can concentrate an individualized flame or concentration of it into all the activities of mankind and anywhere you particularly call it into outer action. Then there can come those of the angelic host who come from the violet flame temple to the earth. And so, beloved ones, I want you to feel with every atom of your being the reality, the power, the authority, and the closeness of that violet consuming flame's love and action and victory invincible to you. For it can dissolve, and its action is to dissolve everything that is of imperfection. And therefore, if it dissolves the imperfection, then there appears only the perfection that is the eternal action of life. And since the only thing in the universe that is immortal is the eternal perfection of life, then when you have dissolved the imperfection, automatically that perfection is revealed. The perfection of eternity comes forth to hold command. And that is why, in the healing of the body, it not only consumes the substance that is qualified with discord, but it has an expanding power to the very electrons within the body. In other words, as it purifies the cellular structure of the body, it automatically draws forth more light from within the heart center of the electron. Now, the same thing can happen to you in your world. You are the heart center of your world, which is bounded by your electronic circle of life. And so, as you call the violet consuming flame in and around yourselves to be, now mark you, the invincible victory of the cosmic Christ in your world, it will manifest that perfection. Then it expands Everything that your higher mental body releases into the outer self, the violet consuming flame protects and expands it in outer action. So to love that violet consuming flame with everything you are and have, my dear ones, draws such power of its love in and around you as to enable its natural action to enter into everything in your beings and world, till you simply become its power manifest. When you ask for the invincible power of that cosmic violet consuming flame manifest in and around you as your deliverer come, truly it is the deliverer from all evil. Your blessed mighty I Am presence and higher mental body are those activities of the sacred fire that can at all times produce perfection. But the violet consuming flame is their messenger, so to speak, to go into physical conditions, which the higher mental body and electronic presence do not. Therefore, they give the violet consuming flame to go into the conditions and do what is necessary to purify them so that the full perfection of the higher mental body may be revealed through yourselves and through every condition where you call it forth. Oh, you do not yet know a fragment of what is within the glory of that violet consuming flame. Beautiful beyond description is the reality of its presence in our octave and into yours, where you call it forth. And truly it is the freeing love from the heart of the central sun. It's the freedom which that great presence gives through its own fire element into all conditions in the physical world. And since, mark you now, it is the authority for the next 10,000 years in this entire system of worlds, not just to the earth. And so, when you demand the descent of its invincible, victorious, cosmic, Christ, sacred fire of that violet consuming flame from this whole system of worlds, there comes a concentrated action of it in and around you to produce miracles unbelievable in instantaneous action. You can have that which is given to the whole system. You can have an individualized river of that, so to speak, continually flowing through you and your world to keep consumed everything that is not the eternal purity and perfection of that violet consuming flame. So, beloved ones, oh, it is your friend of eternity. It is, my dear ones, the divine gift of your blessed Saint Germain through the centuries as a reward for his boundless courage and strength and love and power that he has given age after age to the mankind of this world. And the love he has bestowed, the help he has given, has been this glorious violet consuming flame in full cosmic power and action. And that's the only reason, my dear ones, that you are here tonight, as nearly free as you are, is because his love revealed to you the mighty I Am presence. His love explained to you the violet consuming flame. His love taught you the power in the word I Am. And may I say to you, he is my own divine son in service. Thank you, beloved ones, for that blessing and love to him. And may it be qualified with such invincible victory of that violet consuming flame as to come back to you and bless you for all eternity. Thank you. Won't you be seated, please? Now, since the power of that violet consuming flame is to be intensified through this whole system of worlds over the next 10,000 years, then you can see what the expansion of its blessing is to both you and the world. So you are entering in to the invincible, victorious cosmic action of its great enfolding love. Love it with all you are and have. Know it as your deliverer come. Know it as the purity you desire. Know it as the power of transmutation, the power of the transfiguration, the power of redemption to the earth. The Master Jesus uses it constantly, and he did use it in his manifestations during his ministry. Every being of authority and power to this system of worlds uses that violet consuming flame sometime, somewhere, and in all who are watching the earth to compel the purification, all who are the guardians of the saving of the earth will use that violet consuming flame in its cosmic action. So you can at all times demand the invincible, victorious, cosmic action of that violet consuming flame in and around you and your electronic circle of life. And you move then in the powerhouse of its activity as it affects the whole planet and the whole system of worlds. Then, my dear ones, will there come to you many from the violet planet to reveal to you more of the glory and blessings of its power. And when you ask the mighty I Am Presence and the great invincible, victorious cosmic action of the great violet consuming flame to teach you about itself by making you feel itself within you until you comprehend and understand its power of life, then there will come from within you the illumination and the feeling of all that it can do for you and all that it can do for the world. And I want you to know the beauty, the power, the activity of that violet consuming flame to you is invincible in its blessing. And I want you to realize that its mighty action in the violet planet is of tremendous cosmic import. And since it is the authority of its directing presence to the earth, as well as to the system of worlds, it comes to bring a blessing that will be yours forever. And the beauty that is within it brings only love and happiness and perfection to all. It is one of the most marvelous blessings that the sacred fire can bestow upon the mankind of this world. It is God's, the mighty I Am presence, great mercy and love and forgiveness to life, and is also a drawing power of the great central sun magnet to lift mankind to purity, where within the violet consuming flame there takes place what you might call the remodeling of the substance of this world that has been misused. Oh, it is wonderful beyond words to tell. As it draws those destructive conditions into itself, the impurity and imperfection disappears. The beauty of eternity is revealed. It is charged with power, consciously directed to fulfill the great divine plan. Oh, love it. Dwell within it. Adore it. Command it to go forth and produce all the glory that is within its heart, till all life is raised by it into that eternal perfection that glorifies the mighty I Am presence here, there, and everywhere in the universe. And may I tell you that the beings who dwell upon the violet planet are happy, are beautiful beyond description. If you want youth and beauty, it is within the use of your violet consuming flame. Mankind have sought for youth and beauty throughout the ages. And yet that violet consuming flame has always been in the universe, ready to change the outer into the eternal perfection of the higher mental body. And more than that, it has to be in action at the moment of your ascension. And it's the only way by which the points of light within the body are released and raised into the higher mental body. Projection of its mighty ray has to come into the physical flesh body and render a service which it alone can give. So go forward, knowing within you the glory of its presence. And if you will, demand that all of its power and powers reveal themselves through you as the deliverer come to the earth to transmute the outer activities into that which they ought to be, surely will you be a blessing to life, and then will you know the mercy of God's love? The forgiveness and the mercy of that violet flame love is the most wonderful thing the mighty I Am presence could ever offer to unascended mankind. Now then, charge yourselves with its invincible, victorious, cosmic power to make you feel its cosmic action and authority in physical command in this world, and see for yourselves what takes place in and around you and your affairs. Then can you have legions of Ascended Master friends ever with you to help expand its action and render the service in the world about you that is forever a blessing to all in the universe. It is the great love that consumes hate. It is a great authority and power of that purifying love to the earth. Ever know it as your eternal friend, I love it with all you are and have, that it may render its greatest service to you. And as you go forth, clothed in a mantle of its glorifying power and its wondrous presence, may you be victorious everywhere you abide. I'm the violet consuming flame. Come forth, revealed in eternal command. I give it to you as my heart's love about you, and may its cosmic action one day bring you to us, where I may show you the beauties of the domain which it is my privilege to rule. Thank you and good night. Beloved Mighty One, Thou Ruler of the Violet Planet, hold us close in Your heart's flame, and let the sacred fire of its love forever descend, and hold us all in Your victory over all in this world, and make us its invincible, victorious presence everywhere, till all stand ascended and free. Thank you for your love tonight. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask Thy enfolding radiance to all under this radiation. Watch Thou between each of us while we're absent, one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible victory of that violet consuming flame's love in and around us all, that that which has been of the human can never live again for any reason. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in Your invincible victory and the honor, love of that violet consuming flame forever. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty victory. Thank you, great ruler of the violet planet. Blaze the invincible power of Your heart's love into and around us all, and hold command till we all stand ascended and free. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for Your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold violet consuming flame that comes under Your direction. And beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with everything human, make us the victory of everything divine, then release that violet consuming flame through us, and help us to give freedom to all that lives, until the shadows of the centuries are forever annihilated from the universe. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, charge it to the one mighty stroke of such terrific victory, invincible for eternity, of the violet consuming flames of 1,000 suns in its threefold action, that it surges throughout America and the world and compels the invincible victory of the cosmic Christ, the purity and freedom of that beloved mighty I Am Presence, to forever hold command. To all who govern the power of the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood for every blessing it contains into the hands and use of those on this radiation. Keep it forever expanding and see that those on this radiation never lack for any good thing, hold them invincible against the human, and then expand the power of their victory until they are wholly ascended and free. We thank thee forever. Make them the custodians of the wealth of the world to command, compel everything on the earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. Now, as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may the invincible victory of its violet consuming flame come forth as our deliverer, come and possess and rule all and hold command for eternity.